disappointing, of course, is to go out in the pelters again. And like I said many times before, you know, we have to get, you know, this mental block away from when we come into these situations. But the performance was okay. I think, you know, it wasn't a great performance and it wasn't a bad performance, you know. And but I could say that with Coventry as well. You know, both teams I think cancelled themselves out in certain areas at times. Chances at a premium. A few skirmishes in both boxes, I suppose, but nothing really, really clean cut, you know. And I think we're very unfortunate with the goal we conceded. Harry's, you know, it's a ball across the box, and Harry's in normal 9 out of 10 times we put it past the post in the way, but it wrong-footed George. So that gave them, you know, an unfortunate lead. But certainly we came back well. We got on the ball well, made a couple of changes which brightened us up a little bit in terms of just freshness of legs. And got ourselves back into it, but you know, it's. I think everybody behind the goal from our fans were thinking, "Cracking up belters again," you know. And but we thought we might break the hoodoo tonight, but we haven't.
Are you genuinely concerned about the kind of penalty kick situation?
Well, I can't be too concerned about it, other than, you know, when we get to big games. You know, this today is a decent game. It's a decent game to win and to go through, but it's not the be all and end all. You know, the big ones would be like the end of last season. You know, that's the big ones when you lose on penalties, and that's you know, the biggest one. You know, it could be, I don't know, it could be any games, you know, leading up to that type of situation that develops. So we have to make sure that we're ready and determined again for when if it ever happens again. But it just seems to be a little bit of a, you know, a freeze frame when they go up there. You know, the one or two just seem to freeze and don't put the ball where we'd expect them to put in, and which they do every day in training.
Just practice, though, isn't it?
Practice and practice and practice, yeah, exactly. And believe in what you're doing and believe in where you want to put the ball and go for it, you know. And I think there's obviously a change of mind when they step up, that last step.
Because obviously, as you say, that there could be a situation from the end of the season, you'd be hoping not. But, you know, if you find yourself back where you were last year, that's got to be a barrier that has to be beaten.
Well, it has to be beaten, but we're not going to be able to beat it unless we come to a costly situation again, yeah, are we? Well. You know, so we can practice as much as we want, you know, and we will do, you know, and we'll try and get them in the right frame of mind just in case. But, you know, we've done that today as well, you know, but obviously, you know, we haven't struck the ball the way we want it to.
I always like to see the youngsters and how they perform in games like this. How would you reflect on what they've done tonight?
They've given us great hope, you know, for the future, for further down the line, you know, the one or two can cope with a big stadium, big arena like this, and it was a big game for them. You know, it's been the biggest game of their careers to date, you know, and I hope it's the first of many for them all. But they're coming in very well, you know. It's you know, you can look to a man, young Callum, when he started the game, did very well. You know, his legs went a bit as you'd expect, and then the boys who came on, and we had Jordan, who we brought back from Burton after a little spell. Himself and then, you know, Diego, who comes on as well with Joe up front, and both of them look very lively.